in the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking that we could pull, I don't know, Hall of Famer. But with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now, introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. There is nothing more fun than opening an Arena Club Slab Pack. I mean, it is so much better than any mystery pack that I've ever purchased because there is a focus on transparency. There is a display of available cards. There are hit rates you can get. When you're graded, you're given a rationale. It is the marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, and displaying. Arena Club Slab Packs are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/badmoney. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack, that's $40 right there. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/badmoney for 10% off your first purchase.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Moolah! You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with
Gabe S.
Dunn.
Hello, and welcome to Bad with Money, a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. I'm your host, Gabe S. Dunn. Welcome to the closet where we record. This is the closet. If you are a listener on Patreon or watching on Patreon, more likely, you will be able to see where I am. I am in a closet that I record from that has my Writers Guild of America, I almost said poster, certificate that I'm a member in front of me, to remind myself that I'm a writer, and then an amazing desk built into this closet. And then I put up a bunch of comic books, like old comic books as artwork. Let me know if it looks like it's interesting to you. Today on the show, you guys wrote in, thank you for writing in based on some of the stuff that I asked you guys to write in on, especially some nosiness regarding trust fund kids. So thank you for letting me be nosy, baby. So let's get into our mailbag of it all. This is an email, a very spill the tea trust fund email, titled Trust Fund Kid Tells All. Hi, Gabe. Excited to write in about my experience as a quote unquote trust fund kid. I've been thinking about writing in for a while since I often listen to your show to gain a deeper perspective on how people from all walks of life approach their finances and the unique struggles they might have. Hey, thanks, bud. I appreciate it. And also thank you for writing in, as I did request stories from trust fund kids because I am curious how it affects your life and if you are required by law to be an asshole or if you're able to have this without it. So we're about to find out. Can't reveal too much about my professional profile, but I work in customer research for a large financial services company. So your show is a valuable source of information, both personally and professionally. The money has certainly improved my overall prospects and finances, but it has also radicalized me because I can see how incredibly lucky I am to not have to deal with certain challenges like student loans. Okay, we're leaning towards the not having to become an asshole part of it. Amazing. Background. At age 15, my grandfather passed away and left money in investment accounts to his children and grandchildren. My mother passed away while the estate was being settled, so I inherited an additional share through her. My grandfather had actually declared bankruptcy while my mother was growing up because he divorced and then fought his ex-wife's parents for full custody of his three kids. So my mother did not grow up with much wealth. But my grandfather, who was a CPA, later made some really lucrative investments once he became financially stable again. This is an important detail to share because my mother definitely exhibited a scarcity mindset and was very frugal. My parents didn't talk much about money to me, but I was always aware that we were very middle class because I grew up in a fairly diverse community. So it was clear that we were doing okay, but not super well off. That being said, my parents aren't strivers, quote unquote. They never pushed me to achieve or sought out any kind of status symbols themselves. I was always told that once I moved out and could support myself, I could do what I wanted. But there was never a push from them to go to college or do anything specific with my life. My parents are both college graduates, for the record. It was very clear that I would have to make my own way in the world and get a job. So in the early 2000s, I inherited a little under $200,000 total. I was in no way expecting any money, much less that amount. My dad knew of a local financial advisor in his office complex and introduced us. I still work with her today. Yes, I know this is probably not that cost effective. Beyond that introduction and signing off on a custodial trust, he was not at all involved in my finances or managing this inheritance, which is a relief because my dad, who was always a little kooky, has become much more so as he's aged. He's only been sporadically employed since my mother passed away and doesn't seem to have the best grasp on his own finances. So I was very relieved to have my own money and not have to deal with him on this front. Side note, because of the inheritance plus Social Security survivor benefits, my dad actually stopped paying most of my expenses aside from covering groceries and the house and bills. I had to pay for my SATs, ACTs, college application fees, clothing, prescriptions, etc. Okay, so this is while you were in high school. The first big impact that this money had over me was my choice of colleges. I knew I wanted to get out of the region I grew up in, and I was a fairly good student and very focused on subverting other people's expectations of me as a young woman. Instead of accepting a generous scholarship to the honors program at the local state university, a fairly well-regarded one, I knew I could afford to go to a fancier private college on the East Coast. While it wasn't my money, quote unquote, in my view, because I hadn't earned it, I felt a duty to use it effectively and not be an ungrateful brat by wasting it. I chose to double major so I could study both a practical subject and the humanities and get the most out of my education. I also took a couple elective courses in a discipline that my grandfather really loved as a way to honor his legacy. On top of this, I also made a point to gain work experience and set myself up for a career because I knew that I would have to work for a living. 200K is a lot of money, but it is not retire for life money, especially not after 4 years of private college tuition, less a few grand in scholarships. Without a doubt, I would probably be a lot richer today if I had managed to land an okay job straight out of college. Unfortunately, I graduated right into the Great Recession. You also maybe could have invested the money and then gone to that other school. But I don't know. I think about that I didn't do that all the time. I loved Emerson. I had great experiences in Boston. I did need to get away from where I was in Florida. But I do sometimes think fondly and probably romanticize the money I would have saved going to school for free. Anyway, I don't have to put my neurosis on you. I'll spare you the details of how I struggled to find a career post-college, but I definitely was able to weather that period better than many of my peers because of the money remaining in that trust. At the same time, because I was working and able to cover most of my bills, I never depleted the money left over from paying for college and was able to reinvest dividends. Okay, you did invest. Great work. So I got really, really lucky financially because I was able to take advantage of the bull market following the recession. Here are the major ways this money has impacted my life and choices. One. Selecting a college based on my own interests plus perceived prestige, not because of the cost or because of my parents' influence. 2, having the freedom to study what I wanted without being pushed into a particular discipline. Some of this is because of my parents' general attitude. A lot of my peers were subjected to far more parental pressure and had to acquiesce because their parents were footing the bill. 3, overall, feeling free to make choices on my own at a much younger age because it was money only I could access. 4, learning about finance and investing through a professional at a very young age, and it made me aware of the world of investing in finance in a way that I wouldn't have had access to until later in my 20s. 5, being able to move to an expensive metro area with better employment prospects post-college. 6, finding a very reasonable studio apartment at age 22. My dad wouldn't have qualified to be my guarantor, but because of the trust, I was approved for an apartment in an older building in a very nice area on my own. I stayed in this apartment for over a decade because the rent never increased by that much. 7, not having to stay in a shitty relationship or move in with roommates during some rough patches in my career. 8, being able to purchase a condo in my 30s as a single woman. I really wanted to do this earlier in life, but my career took a while to get going and I was laid off in my mid to late 20s. 9, having pets. I don't think I would have taken on this responsibility at the time, given how unstable my jobs were initially, but I knew I could afford an emergency. 10, having the confidence to be more ambitious and not settle because I knew I could afford to take some risks in my career. Also, I could recover from the mistakes I made without having to ask my family for money and deal with the shame or conditions that might be attached to that. Here's how it hasn't drastically changed my life. Having grown up with some degree of financial stability and the amount of the inheritance not being extravagant, less than what my parents' house is worth for comparison, it wasn't actually that huge of a change for me overall. It feels like I've moved up from being very middle class to slightly upper middle class, more on par with a lot of my peers whose parents are doctors or lawyers, for instance. I was privileged and lucky already, having grown up in an area with excellent public schools and a vibrant community and culture. I would have been fine if I had taken the scholarship to the state school and graduated with minimal or no debt anyway, but I definitely would not have been able to travel as much or buy a condo. The metro area I live in is quite expensive and my mortgage isn't cheap. It's more than I was paying in rent. This is entirely my fault, but I also didn't want to move further out or feel like a gentrifier by buying in a cheaper neighborhood. I still worry about money and I'm not a millionaire yet. Again, I don't view the inheritance as my money or money for normal living expenses. The remainder after the down payment on my condo is earmarked for retirement. I still have to make a low six-figure salary to afford the lifestyle I want and keep saving for retirement and maintain an emergency fund in case of another layoff. I'm fine with this because I take pride in being able to earn my own money and advancing in my career. I've always had side gigs or been willing to take on freelance work to make extra money. I think this is a byproduct of the recession and my dad's behavior, and the trust fund doesn't seem to assuage this feeling. My reasoning is that every dollar I can earn and not take out of the trust is an additional savings because of capital gains tax. 90% of my wardrobe is secondhand clothes from consignment stores. I love fashion and realized pretty quickly I couldn't afford to buy whatever I wanted despite being a quote unquote heiress and then like a sweating face emoji. I also care about making better choices for the environment. To finally conclude this ridiculously extended email, I am pretty content these days and feel like I've made decent choices with my money and my life. Best Anonymous, aka the hardest working trust fund in my city. And then that's in quotes. Thank you so much for writing in about that. That was fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating. I do think that the most interesting part to me is the element where you don't feel that the money is your money. So you feel that any money you earn on top of that is your money. And so it is psychologically saving the money in the trust by you earning the money at your job. I think that's like a really interesting, like mental gymnastics, like psychological experiment you're doing with yourself. I do understand it though. Like when I put money into my retirement account, I feel like, okay, that money is safe in some weird way, which I don't obviously like doesn't operate the same way, but I do think of it as like that any money I make on top of that, that's the real money. It's an entirely different situation, but I am interested in the ways in which we trick ourselves. Like if you're someone listening to this and you don't have a trust fund or anything like this, but you have a elaborate sort of trick yourself experience in your mind where you're like, this is how I deal with money because I've convinced myself of things that aren't real, which by the way, I think on TikTok, they called that girl math in some capacity. I disagree. You know, I understand the girl math of like, you got a discount at Sephora. So yeah, if you have a way that you're tricking yourself, write in. I would love to know about it. Even if like, I don't subscribe to the idea of girl math, but you know what I mean? Like if there's a way in which you act like you have money or don't have money in a way that makes sense to you, or that you view money as like stacking money on money the way this person does, just like, I'm curious about the psychology of it. Hair thinning is complicated. The problem is it's actually much bigger than your hair alone. Like your skin, hair is a reflection of your health, and internal factors can impact the way your hair looks, feels, and grows. Nutrafol's whole body approach multi-targets underlying root causes like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrient gaps for visibly thicker, stronger hair. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Physician formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting key root causes of thinning, stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism through whole body health. Thinning hair is different for men and women, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow based on your biology, life stage, such as postpartum or menopause, and lifestyle factors, such as plant-based lifestyles. While many supplements rely solely on ingredient studies, Nutrafol clinically tests final formulations to ensure their efficiency. In clinical trials, 72% of men saw more scalp coverage after taking Nutrafol Men's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months, and 86% of women saw improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code BADMONEY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code BADMONEY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code BADMONEY. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a new candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. It would be so much easier if I was looking for someone to help me with sweetening audio, or let's say someone to run my merch shop, or all the little things that go into running a podcast. Usually something like that would be so slow and overwhelming. And honestly, I wish I had used Indeed, and I will use Indeed in the future. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Managing my finances is incredibly stressful and time-consuming. I'm sure you guys know. You've been with me on this journey. You know how many finance apps I've tried. You know how much they haven't worked for me. And I'm always on the hunt for a finance app that fits my life. And then I tried Monarch. It is so easy to use with powerful features, collaboration tools, intuitive design, personalization, constant product improvements. I really value an app that allows me to do all of this without confusion. And especially important to me is intuitive design and the ability to personalize, because clearly finance is not one size fits all. Did you know that money issues are a leading cause of divorce? Monarch, the top-rated personal finance app, also has built-in collaboration features so you can invite your partner at no extra cost. Together, you can see all your finances, collaborate on your budget, and get insights on your cash flow and recurring transactions. It's the easiest way to manage your household finances. Are you saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation? Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Have you been frustrated with personal finance apps that are cluttered with ads, difficult to use, rarely updated? So was Monarch. They built a new kind of personal finance app that's intuitive and powerful and ad-free and constantly improving based on customer feedback. Experience a personal finance app that prioritizes the user experience above all else. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to set up, customize, and use. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. Change the layout of your dashboard, toggle between light and dark mode, create custom budgets and notifications, set up automatic rules for transactions and notifications, and more. Plus, there's ad-free privacy you can trust. We will never sell your data to third parties or show you ads. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. That's monarchmoney.com/badmoney for your extended 30-day free trial. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. You guys know that I have had allergies for forever. I've had seasonal allergies since I was a kid. It causes pressure in my face, under my eyes. They're my ultimate handbrake. When my nose is plugged up, I feel like I can't do anything. I can't enjoy food because I can't taste it. I can't work out because I feel tired and distracted. I can't even host the show because my voice sounds like a duck. And listen, I am already dealing with vocal strain from testosterone and my voice dropping. I don't need any more problems with allergies. Luckily, for those of us who live with symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. I've been taking Claritin D for allergies, like, probably for the last 10 years or something, and it's been an absolute life changer. I can go outside without my eyes watering like a fountain. I can speak without feeling like a frog has jumped in my throat. I get really embarrassed when I'm sneezing all the time. I have like an itchy nose or throat. Like just the itchiness in the back of your sinuses is like so distracting and so annoying. And I get like pressure in my ears too. It's really painful. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Okay, this is an email from Emily. Hi, Gabe. Long, long, long time listener, first time writer. I have a few comments on various episodes over the years, so please edit as needed. Ooh, earlier episodes. Oh my God. Okay, there's one in 2021. Okay, let's get into it. In many of your early episodes, you spoke about student loan debt. I enjoyed listening to your sister-in-law's episode December 1st, 2021, about joining the military in order to pay for medical school, and would love to share a bit about how joining the military positively impacted my finances. I received an Army ROTC scholarship for my undergraduate education, which allowed me to graduate from a private university debt-free. At the time, tuition alone was about $27,000 a year and is currently $47,000. In exchange for a scholarship, which included full tuition, fees, room and board, book stipend, and monthly spending money stipend, I owed 4 years of active duty service or 8 years of service in the reserve component, Army Reserve or National Guard, as an officer. I chose to commission into the Army Reserve and have now served almost 14 years and will complete 20 years in order to retire with medical benefits and a pension. The military is one of the few remaining industries in the U.S. that still offers a pension. The Army Reserve was also a great way for me to maintain low-cost health insurance, especially because at times I was a full-time grad student and technically unemployed. My service also qualified me for a VA home loan, which allows veterans to purchase homes with 0% down. I know joining the military is not going to resonate with the bulk of your audience, but for me and my spouse, who graduated from a service academy and is an active duty Air Force officer, our military service has been an invaluable way to progress our financial lives. Having a solid financial foundation allowed me the freedom to recently change civilian careers from a field that requires a master's degree to one that does not require a degree at all, and thus is initially less lucrative. I really identified with Alex's comment in the September 19th, 2023 episode, where he mentions people were confused about why he was going into a different field when he already had a professional career. While I'm not making as much money as before, I have way more free time and am much less stressed about work, which is invaluable. Finally, I wanted to share a shared sick bank story. I worked for a school district, and over the course of a school year, we were given 5 personal days and 5 sick days. During the open enrollment period, you could donate 1 sick day to the shared sick bank, which was available to any employee in the school district. By donating 1 day, I was eligible for up to 20 paid days from the bank. This totally saved my ass when I broke my ankle 3 weeks into my new job and I hadn't worked there long enough to qualify for family medical leave, FMLA, or short-term disability. Thank you for the amazing show. I learn a bunch every week. Best, Emily, she, her. Emily, holy crap. The paid leave thing, the sick day bank thing, is something I talked about a while ago. You are very smart in terms of thinking things through, like making a plan. Like looking at the benefits and pros and cons of things. So kudos to you for that. Yeah, you know, I know what you're saying about people that listen to this show not being super stoked on the military. I understand that. I even go to a coffee shop where one of the coffees is called Defund the Military Latte, like very LA. But yes, my sister-in-law was in the Navy. Her episode, she talked about the pros and cons. I mean, she got to go to medical school for free, quote unquote free. She did have to live on a boat in Guam for a while, which she will tell you was not the best. And she did have to give up a lot of her self-expression. She's a very colorful person, but her tattoos and the ways in which she wanted to color her hair and stuff were, and even do her nails were not allowed. So it did frustrate her in that way. Looking back, like people that want these types of options, the military presents them. That's a fact. There's nothing that I could say about that that would change that fact, however I feel about the military. So, I mean, it looks like you really thought this through and you got the benefits that you needed to get and you got all, you took advantage of all of them. And no one can judge another person for doing that. Hey guys, Gabe Dunn here. I just wanted to let you guys know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And on that Patreon, I'm going to start doing live hangs with everyone who is a patron. So if you want to join the Patreon, you can get all these episodes ad-free, videos of our mailbag episodes, extra writing from me, blogs, fiction, other stuff, things that I'm thinking about with regards to money and personal stories, and also now live hangs with me on Zoom once a month. So join the Patreon. And if you're not a member of the Discord, hop on over to the Discord. That's free. The link will be in the description. It's so fun. So many of you guys talk over there. It's like truly popping off. And if you're on the Discord, I would love to see you in the live hang so I get to put a face to a name. So yeah, please join patreon.com/GabeSDunn and come hang out with me. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days when you're running a business, and you would be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. The fact that you are able to reduce your IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud is incredible, and the ability to access your cloud financial system from anywhere saves you so much time and stress. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/badwithmoney. 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 I love to track progress. As you guys know from listening to this show, I'm constantly tracking my progress. What have we done so far in 2024? And spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans like for a car or a home. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. That's right, you can build your credit using your own money. Get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. With a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. Fee-free overdraft with SpotMe. Overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualified direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. Access 60,000 plus fee-free ATMs. That's more than the top three national banks combined. Easily find one near you with the Chime app. Send and receive money. Use Chime to pay anyone, Chime members or not, and cash out your money fee-free. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime. Feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, let's take a look at a couple of news stories. Speaking of the person who bought their condo and speaking of this person who got their home with a VA loan. The U.S. had 550 million dollar cities or areas where the typical home is worth more than $1 million in February, according to new analysis by Zillow. By the way, Zillow's not the best in terms of collecting data because obviously they're a private company. But this makes me think of, okay, so I was walking around in LA and there were a couple houses in the Silver Lake area or Los Feliz area that were like, I'm seriously condemned, like literally condemned. The fences were locked. The house was falling down, condemned. Like in my mind, I'm such like a filmmaker that I was like, I wonder if they rented out to do like haunted houses for like movies, like truly condemned. Well, we look it up to see like what it would cost to buy that house. 1.5 mil, 1.6 mil. You would have to redo that entire house. The benefit is it's walking distance from a bunch of stuff, but like there was another house right next to it, also condemned, also over $1 million. I think that's so indicative of housing prices in LA right now. And I just don't understand, like, there's no way in which you could get a house in any of the areas that we all rent in. A lot of us rent in, my friends and people I know, for less than $1 million. And a girl that I know recently, she just bought a house in Lakewood, which is an area a bit outside of LA that she bought for, she showed me the Zillow listing for like $750. And if you don't live in LA and you're listening to this, like that's wild, right? Like that seems like, okay, so it's an hour drive from LA, Lakewood. So if you're listening to this and you live in a major city, of course, you're probably like, duh. But if you're listening to this and you live somewhere else, anywhere else, you could probably get a fully, for 1.6, you could get like a fully 4-bedroom house, I'm going to guess, in like a smaller area. And so I am curious in hearing from you guys, what are the housing prices where you live? Do they seem reasonable to you in your mind? Like when you hear LA, 1.5, 2 mil, whatever, for, and I'm talking about a normal house. I'm not talking about like a mansion. Does that sound nuts to you? And what is the most expensive house in your area? And what is the least expensive you can get a house in your area? And by house, let's say like a 2-bedroom house. What would that look like to you? So I'm curious, write in, do you live in a $1 million home area? And when did it become that? I would love to know, like, did your parents buy a house there for X amount of money? And now that same house runs $2 million, $3 million. I'm always going to be obsessed with housing prices because I'll probably never buy one again. Okay, this is actually a very useful article that we've talked about on this show a bunch, and at the Discord, where if you join the Bad With Money Discord, we talk about this a lot in there. And I'm thinking about this too, because I'm thinking about going into a solo 401k, which I have to get used to. I have to ask about, I forgot. I actually just forgot about that until I talked about it right now. Where's my pen? I've been writing on my desk lately. Okay, great. Remember to ask about solo 401k. You know, this show is helpful to everyone. But basically, the Motley Fool was writing about how, what happens if you contribute to a 401k and an IRA at the same time? And that's, you know, if you're a high earner. Most workers are able to set aside $23,000 in a 401k in 2024, or $30,000 if they're 50 or older. And they can also save up to $7,000 in an IRA, or $8,000 if they're 50 or older. So these limits apply to all the accounts of every type. So for example, $7,000 is the most you can add to all of your IRAs in your name, not just, so like if you have a SEP, if you have a Roth, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're donating to both, then that maximizes your tax, you know, your tax advantages for the year. I don't think I will have the money to max out, obviously, for a long time, if ever, to max out both, but it is something that you are able to do. It's just like so much research into figuring out if that's right for you. And also you have to be the person who makes that amount of money. But I kind of think that having as many tax advantaged accounts as you can is a good idea. I don't have as many as I should. I just have my IRA. I was talked out of getting an HSA by my last accountant. I would be curious up, here comes the pen to write on my desk again. I would be curious to ask my new accountant what she thinks of HSAs. So I'm never going to be against tax advantage accounts, but you know, we just did an episode with, or we're going to do an episode with a marriage and family therapist at Mindful MFT on Instagram, where we do bring up the fact that I am here giving advice that I myself hesitate to take. We're all hypocrites here. If you want to write in and actually encourage me to do this, so write in and be like, Gabe, I have an HSA. Here's how you should get an HSA. Gabe, I have a solo 401k. Here's how you should have a solo 401k. Gabe, I contribute to multiple retirement accounts. What's wrong with you? Why don't you do it? I would love the encouragement because, as my producer Melissa says, I need to be talked bad to, quote unquote, which means I guess I need people to be harsh to me in order to get things done. Well, thank you so much. I'm at Gabe S. Dunn on Instagram. If you're watching this on Patreon, hello, hi, look at my cool sweatshirt. Speaking of capitalism, it's patreon.com/Gabe S. Dunn. I'm also going to be doing live hangs on Patreon now. So if you're a member of my other show, Just Between Us, the Patreon for that show, we do live hangs once a month where if you join even just the lowest tier for Bad With Money, for JBU, you have to be on a higher tier. But for Bad With Money, any tier of the Patreon, we will do a live hang. And if you're on the Discord, I especially would love for you to join because I would love to be able to meet the people who are on the Discord. Bad With Money Discord is the biggest channel on the Gabe Dunscord is what it's called. And the Bad With Money one is the one that has the most activity. It's the most popping off. Like, you guys are in there. It's so beautiful to watch how many conversations are happening in there. That's my favorite one. So join, and then I'll be doing monthly live hangs. Okay, love you guys. Bye. Bad With Money with Gabriel S. Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Motz and Diamond M. Print Productions. Edited by Diane Kang, post-production sound by Coco Lorenz, production assistance by Melanie D. Watson, and music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen, sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.